Drew Hayden Taylor is an award-winning playwright, and a number of his plays have been produced at Magnus Theatre in Thunder Bay, Ontario. Magnus is giving his latest work its world premiere now through February 13th. So, Drew, tell us about Dead White Writer on the Floor.
Dead White Writer on the Floor. Okay. Lights come up, and in this room are these six characters from literature and the media. There's basically Pocahontas from the Disney film, I guess you could say. You've got Injun Joe, Billy, Jack. You've got the wise old elder, and you've got the angry warrior. And they don't know what they're doing, but they're in this room, and we discover at their feet is the body of a dead white writer who's writing more stories about their exploits. And one of them has killed the writer, but they don't know which one. So they're in this position of realizing that they are existing on this computer, and they get the chance to change their destiny and not be stereotypes, and they decide to rewrite their own lives to be who they want to be, and then that is the second act. So it's a play that sort of explores the concept of stereotypes and the perception of Native people in the media and in literature, and how hopefully Native people view themselves.
Well, now you yourself are an Ojibwe from the Curve Lake First Nation in Ontario.
My standard line is I'm half Ojibwe, half Caucasian, so technically that makes me an Occasion.
Did you have a lot of stereotypes to choose from before you started?
Oh, yeah, that was the easy part. Anybody who has watched television or read books over the last 100 years is familiar with who Tonto is, Pocahontas, the Indian princess, even like one of the characters, Old Lodge Skins, which is always the wise old elder made famous by Chief Dan George, or Floyd Red Crow Westerman in Dances with Wolves, and you've got the angry warrior Geronimo, or Wind in His Hair in Dances with Wolves, and all these sort of things. So these are all characters that should be well known to the average audience, whether they're Native or non-Native. They basically stand for a preconceived idea of how Native people should be through the eyes of writers. I mean, you look at Injun Joe, who was created by Mark Twain, who had, if I understand correctly, a rather dim view of Native people, and he created this character who is absolutely repulsive, and used him as a threat for Tom Sawyer. You know, the Indian princess who is at one with nature, you know, running through the woods playing with hummingbirds and raccoons, and so it is sort of my view of both a romanticized view of Native people and also one of a more darker perception of Native people, that we're either all good or all bad.
So this is a comedy.
It's a comedy, but it's a comedy that also makes you think. So it's, you know, there's different types of comedy. It's not exactly Police Academy or Police Squad, but it first act, you know, will have you laughing, and the second act will have you laughing and thinking, which can be a dangerous combination.
The cast in this play, are they all First Nations actors?
Yes, they are, and they're from all over Canada. We've got Gordon White from Nova Scotia, and we've got a lovely woman from Yellowknife up in the far north, and we've got a bunch of people from Saskatchewan, Alberta. It's quite the national cast, and they are all Native. I have a Native ancestry.
Do you consider yourself a First Nations playwright or a playwright who happens to be Ojibwe?
That's the $64,000 question. It depends on the project. Keeping in mind that the dominant culture, you guys, as I like to say, the people of pallor, have had a written heritage like about 5,000 years old, and we've only been writing our stories for the last couple of decades. So that's why so many of my stories are Native oriented. However, I also like to think I'm versatile enough to work in any genre. My dream 10 years ago was to write a Star Trek episode. I'm ambidextrous. I'm both a Native who happens to be a writer and both a writer who happens to be Native. I walk both sides of that road.
Now, finally, you've been through premieres of a number of plays. Now, do you get nervous?
No, I'm primarily known for what's called, you know, kitchen sink drama, where the stories follow a natural linear storyline, beginning, middle, and an end. This play is a little different because it's sort of quite surreal and intellectual. I refer to it as an intellectual satire. I'm hoping that when people see this play, they will laugh, they'll have a good time, maybe learn something, and walk away discussing what they've just seen.
We've been speaking with Drew Hayden Taylor, who is opening a play in the Magnus Theater in Thunder Bay this week, and it'll run through the 13th of February. Thanks for talking with us.
It's been a pleasure.